I'm gonna try to do everything by myself today, which should be fine. As long as everybody does what they're supposed to do. What do I have on the schedule today?
You're super late for your marketing meeting.
You have to tell me these things! I can't believe I'm gonna be late for my first soccer practice.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying.
Well, try harder, Jim. Fuck.
The bake sale.
No BPA, no MSG, no BHA, no BHT, no sesame, no soy, and of course, no nuts or eggs or milk or butter or salt or sugar or wheat.
No.
What's that now?
I'm so tired of trying to be this perfect mom. I'm done.
You said everything I've ever felt about being a mom but couldn't say.
There's so many fucking rules now.
Don't punish your kids.
Don't say no to your kids.
We all work too damn hard trying to make our kids' lives amazing and magical. Their lives already are amazing and magical. Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
To bad moms.
We have to bring down the perfect moms.
Are those store-bought donut holes, baby?
Oh, I'm going to destroy you.
I say we go punch that chick right in the tits.
Ah, bad moms. The comedy event of the year, the summer, everyone's been waiting for. Except for my ass, I didn't want to watch this fucking film, I'm not gonna lie. I was trying to avoid this movie like the plague, to the point that I was even trying to get a flight to Vegas even earlier this week. But somehow they managed to just bump that screener up a little bit earlier, and I said, God damn it, I have to go watch this shit, don't I? Because, whoo, watching the trailer for this just literally a minute ago, oh my god, I was like, wow, I saw this movie. And that trailer is fucking awful. Like I said, that trailer is just fucking awful. I mean, woo! But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So we got Mila Kunis, who plays Amy in here, and she's kind of living. She works part time, but it makes it look like she's working full time. She works part time for a coffee company, and she pretty much handles their sales rep and stuff like that. She pretty much brings the money in, let's just say that. And she has two kids. I don't remember their names, and I really don't give a shit because one was a cunt and the other was a dumbass. Here it goes. Jane and Dylan. Yep, there it goes. Played by Una Lawrence, who's fucking awful. She's just fucking terrible. Her daughter is literally the epitome of just everything you hate about children. You cannot stand that little bitch throughout this whole film. I wanted to punch her. I've never wanted to punch a 7-year-old little girl before. Until I met her. But I wanted to punch her really hard. And MJ Anthony, he don't do shit in here. He's just a dumbass. That's it. But we kind of find out he's not a dumbass. So let me go ahead and applaud. Mila Kunis got these two kids. Her husband's kind of a dipshit loser. He works in I forgot what the fuck he works in. But he kind of brings in the wimp money or whatever and stuff like that. But you know what? She catches him one day cheating after she's always running around doing all the work. And he just kind of just lounges around the house. Does his job and come home and just expect her to do everything. She catches him jerking off to she thought was internet porn, but he was video chatting with someone. And all of a sudden, she's like, you gotta get the fuck up out of here. Divorce time. Bam. And she's realizing, okay, now it's even a lot harder now that I have to do everything. And you got Christina Applegate, Jada Pickett Smith, and I think that girl's name, because I've seen her multiple times. She kind of always plays a sidekick friend. Annie Mumolo? I think that's who that was. I can't remember. I think it was her. I'm going to go with her. And they're kind of like the head of the PTA thing or whatever. They're basically the bougie-ass cunts of the school that's running everything and making these moms having to run to this school and do all the work and blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. She decides to put Mila Kunis' character. She's like, yeah, you're going to be the police officer now of the bake sale. And Mila Kunis says, hell no. I'm finally saying no for once because I'm not doing any of this shit. Next, you know, Kristen Bell. I love that woman so much. Kristen Bell. And Catherine Hahn, Carla and Kiki. Kristen Bell kind of is a stay-at-home wife of four kids, I believe. And Catherine Hahn has just one kid where she just doesn't really give a fuck. She's fucking everybody's husband and shit like that. They all get together and realize, hey, you know, I'm sick of this shit. Let's just be bad moms. Yeah, I think the movie is kind of misleading in that form because they're not necessarily bad moms where they're negligent to their children. It's just more of, I'm not putting up with their shit. Or any of this shit anymore. Or I'm not going to have my daughter call me fucking dude anymore, because that really pissed me off in that trailer. They get together, and then next you know it, the rest of the plot becomes, it's Gwendolyn, played by Christina Applegate, who's kind of making our lives miserable. Fuck this cunt. They say it in the movie, not just me. Fuck this bitch. Let's run against her, the PTA, and let's make Amy, Mila Kunis' character, let's make her the head of the PTA so we don't have to do any of this shit anymore. And then that's where the plot synopsis, in the middle of that, Amy, Mila Kunis, she runs into a guy, Jay Hernandez, he plays Jesse, and he's the hot single parent at the school and stuff like that. He ends up fucking Mila Kunis' character. And I'm not gonna lie, that dude was hot. I was like, damn, I thought seeing the three ladies, I think Catherine Hahn, she got a little sex appeal to her, and I was like, I gotta hit that. Kristen Bell, we all know she's beautiful. Mila Kunis, she's gorgeous herself too. I ain't gonna lie, Jay Hernandez walked in, I was like, damn, he might be the finest motherfucker up in this goddamn movie. Shit. His stock went up 100% right there. Which I gotta say, I like him in the movie, but he serves no fucking purpose there. Matter of fact, you could have just took his whole scene out. He just comes in as that charming guy, whatever, and stuff like that, and he's just real nice, understandable, and shit like that. He serves absolutely no fucking purpose to be in this film. That whole subplot goes nowhere. I don't even know what's in there. It doesn't even make a big impact of Mila Kunis' life or anything like that. Whatever. Moving on here. Okay, so, watching this movie, I did not hate this movie as much as I thought I would, actually. At first there's a segment where it's kind of slapsticky and it's just like running around and stuff like that. I was like, oh fuck, it's the rest of the movie. But then I find myself shocking that, you know, as much as I was trying to frown and brown nose this film, whatever and stuff, there was a couple of moments in the film where Catherine Hahn's character said some ridiculous ass shit that just kind of made me chuckle just a little bit. Not really laugh out loud, but I was chuckling. I was like, you know, this movie is not that bad. I don't want to say that because it's fucking terrible still in a way. I think the scene that kicked in is when they, Mila Kunis realized, I'm going to be a bad mom, you know? Her kids are talking, I'm going to be late to my soccer, and with that terrible ass fucking daughter. That girl was just awful in this fucking movie. I gotta be late to my first soccer tryout, whatever. You need to try harder, Mom. Oh, you're always ruining my life. And then she just had this problem where she's always, like, fucking nervous or something like that. And she's always, like, just freaking out at the last moment. And just like, oh, my God, somebody shut that little white girl up, please. Just shut her up. Shut her the fuck up, please. Or I'll shut her up. I'll take this belt off and beat her ass with it. People were saying that's why black people do not need kids or parents and stuff like that. She got on my fucking nerves. It was just fucking thing. I think that the three girls here, the leads, Kristen, Catherine, and Amelia, they all got chemistry together. They work well together. They look like they're having a good time enjoying themselves. I guess let me get the positives out the way, because there's a lot more negatives than there is positives. My positive is, well, I've already said the chemistry. The girls have it. Some of the jokes, I think Kristen Bell and Catherine Hahn, you could tell that they're the comedians here, whatever. Mila Kunis, I thought she was okay, but there's times where you just look at her and go like, yeah, that girl does not have comedic timing, but she's not a comedic actor. I mean, why they stuck her in the lead, I guess. I don't know. That's a negative, I guess. Another positive, I guess. There's the moment when they decide to be bad moms. And, you know, they wake up from the hangover and stuff like that. At least Mila Kunis does. She comes out. She makes her some nachos. She's like, oh, my God. I made nachos last night. And then the kids are sitting there going like, dude, where's our breakfast at? And I think this is where the movie at least got a little better for me. I like this scene right here. But she just looked at them and said, oh, no, I'm not doing that no more. You guys are old enough to make your own damn breakfast. So I was like, oh, thank you. And she was like, oh. Can you do that? And the daughter, she's just terrible at acting or whatever. She's just, can you do that to us? Whatever. She's like, I just did. So make your own damn breakfast. and I'll take you to school when I feel like it. No, she didn't say that, because that would just be bad. So she took him to school, but she's like, no, we're not doing that van shit. Let's take daddy's favorite car. Let's take that car right there, that Challenger. Speeding in that. There was another scene, too. I don't know if it was the same scene. I think it was a different scene. This movie's pretty forgettable, I'm not gonna lie. That's probably his biggest flaw here. There was another scene, too, where the son was like, I can't believe you're not fixing us breakfast anymore and stuff. And then she sat down with him and said, she's like, you can do it. And he was just like, no, I'm too stupid to do it. And she sat down with him and said, it's not that you're too stupid. It's just that you're a male and you're white. And you feel privileged that because you have someone to do it, that you feel the need to have that person do it because you're just too lazy to get up off your ass because you feel so privileged. And the look on that kid's face, he was just like, oh. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted to stand up and applaud when she said, you're just white and privileged. Because that's basically what it came down to, whatever and shit. You know, what I liked about that scene is, it feels like it's one of those moments like, oh, God, we're empowering women here once again and stuff like that. We got to make it so blatantly. But then it spoke so true about men, though, at the same time where it was just like, you just, and mainly most white men too with that, whatever, you just feel privileged because you have other people. And it came out so perfect. I think Mila Kunis nailed that scene perfectly, whatever, the way she set that up, explained it. And I was just like, oh, kudos to you, film, for actually having some clever piece in this or whatever, because the rest of this is just recycled and rehashed fucking material from shittier other comedies and stuff like that. Because this does come from the guys that created the Hangover trilogy, and I think they made that movie 21 and over as well, too. And I'm talking about John Lucas and Scott Moore, who, their track record has been fucking terrible. They seem to have only made one good movie, which was that first Hangover movie, which I'm a little hesitant on these days of everyone. I'm like, I don't know if I go back on that. It might not be as good. But I gotta say, this one, it's not as fucking awful as I thought it'd be. I mean, you know, it was shocking, you know, because I think that, oh, I guess I gotta get more positives or whatever. Catherine Hahn, she just saying some raunchy shit. I mean, none of it is really gonna, like, blow your mind or anything like that, but then it does become a point where she just kind of keeps going to the point where you just kind of have to just chuckle and be like, okay, that was just a little fucking ridiculous. There's a scene in the bathroom scene, obviously, after the whole stolen of the boss scene with the whole bra thing. That scene is long as shit. Not the bra scene itself, but just the getting prepared, the dress and stuff like this, whatever. That was long as hell, because then after they go in and they talk about the, you know, the Kristen Bell tucking the dick in thing, Catherine Hahn gives this story because they say, oh, what if the dick is uncut or whatever? And she gives us, she puts the hoodie on Kristen Bell and she starts talking about, this is the penis or whatever, with the extra layer of skin or whatever. And she's closing up. And when she was just describing that, she was like, oh, what if it flaps down, whatever? And she was like, that's like a man clit. You rub that shit until they come, whatever. That actually was funny. And it's funny because in the trailer they showed the bra joke and the Kristen Bell talking about his dick doesn't get so hard, I gotta put the balls in there. Those two were the bad ones in that, and they actually saved the good one for the end of the movie, because I thought that was somewhat kind of funny, just the way they explained it. And don't give in my audience, I had these two, I think it was three black women in there too, and they just was laughing at every fucking bit. They were talking, and I even see I saw some people going like, what the fuck. But then there was a lot of women in my theater, too, and there was a lot of female critics as well, whatever. They were laughing, and I think that this movie does play for women pretty well. I think women will probably go see the fuck out of it this weekend. And I would even say that I got some chuckles out of it and stuff like that. Do I want to watch it again? Hell to the no. No. But if someone, let's just say, like I had the girlfriend or something just said, you know, hey, I want to go watch Bad Moms. And I told her, no. But she'd be like, all right, pay for it. I'd be like, all right, well, I ain't going to, if you paying for it, then, you know, I was like, I ain't going to be like, fuck that. I don't want to watch that again. But like, I'll sit through it. Let me get to the negatives here. The negatives here is this is the same shit you didn't seen before. I mean, the recycled fucking jokes. It's nothing here is new. There comes a point, too, where, especially at the beginning of the film, you just kind of like, all right, nobody acts this goddamn ridiculous. I mean, granted, I don't have kids or whatever, but I run around enough as it is and stuff. And I guess it's just that simple matter of I'm a terrible comparison, because I kind of have this thing called, what is it in my system? Oh, yeah, fuck it. I don't really give a fuck. Whereas in here, you can see her really trying hard to be everywhere, everything, and everyone to every other person and stuff like that. And obviously, that's probably not the best way to go about it. But her schedule, let's just say she didn't have a tight fit on her schedule. And then there was a moment, too, where I thought, her husband, and he was just so fucking ridiculously dumb. I was like, how the fuck did you two end up together? But then they had, there was a scene where I forgot who she was talking to, how they hooked up, though. Yeah, basically, she was a young parent. She's only, what is she in this film? I think she said she's 30 in this film, or maybe 29, 30 or 29. She said, look, you know, he was my, I can't remember if she said college or high school boyfriend or something like that. He was better than, you know, next thing you know, at age 19, 20 or something like that, he got me pregnant, but then he proposed to me, and, you know, we just been together forever because we had our second child as well, too. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people are probably going to give that guy shit for that and stuff like that, but I kind of understand where she's coming from. I mean, that is, you know, the whole getting knocked up at age 19, 20 or whatever and stuff, and then this dude proposing to her right away. I mean, you know, people confused at that time, whatever, shit just happens. I mean, I know personally people like that that got married to people that got them knocked up at a young age and shit like that. So, shit like that does happen, whatever. He still was a fucking terrible character, though. Too fucking outlandish, if you ask me. So, really, when the movie just comes down to it, it's just fucking cartoonish as hell. I mean, there's even a scene where they go through this grocery store, and it was like, man, how many times have I seen just not just chicks or any of these comedy movies, just people going through like stores and just ruining shit, stuff like that. It's just like, it's fucking weak as hell. I mean, they do have security show up and stuff like that, but then it just becomes even more of a joke when he runs away too and stuff. And granted, they did pay for shit, but it still was just a weak ass sight gag. Right? I mean, because there's a lot of visual gags in here as well, and it's like, fucking visual gags don't work. The acting, You got Jada Pinkett in here, who looked fucking fine as hell. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, God damn, girl. She was whatever. I was like, I don't even know why the fuck would you get Jada Pinkett for this? And then I saw the ending of it. Although they did something real nice here, too, because the ending where I thought was cool, it kept going. And there was a part where Christina Applegate's character, she stuck weed in her daughter's, in Millie Clooney's daughter's locker, only to get her caught so the parents wouldn't vote for her as PTA teacher and shit like that. And then when Christina Applegate character lost, she was in the car crying about it, and her and Mila Kunis had like a nice conversation about it and shit like that or whatever. And I was just like, wait a minute, hold the fuck up. I know that was just fucking ridiculous. I'm not gonna lie, because my problem with that was, as much as this bitch done dogged you out or whatever and stuff, you just gonna make up with her like that? And then it ends with, you know, the girls go, and by the girls I mean Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, and Catherine Hahn. They're just like, so what do we do for the rest of the day? And then Christina Applegate shows up and takes them on her private jet and stuff like that, and they go hang out for her. I'm just like, so she's not even really a fucking villain, and I'm just like, okay, well, she's just a character just to have an antagonist in the film just to be in your way, right? And I'm just like, okay, well, that's fucking stupid as hell. But then the movie did something at the end, too, and this is during the credit sequence, too, where might have been like a pre-credit sequence too. I can't remember if the credits were showing, but they did something where they had the real moms with these actors and stuff like that, like Mila Kunis' mom, Jada Pinkett's mom, all that. Jada Pinkett's mom looked cool as fuck, I'm not gonna lie. Like, they were sitting there talking, I was just like, damn, y'all seem cool as shit. It's a shame y'all had them fucked up kids or whatever and stuff like that, because they were just like vibing off each other. And Catherine Hahn's mom, I was like, yeah, that apple didn't fall far from that tree at all, you know. And they were just telling their stories about how they were bad moms. And there was one, Kristen Bell's mom was just like, you know, I remember telling Kristen as a child to do something, whatever. And then she flicked me off and told me, fuck off. And she was like, I beat her ass for that touch. that was a nice little touch for an ending. I was, I wouldn't say shocked, but I was just, because I was getting ready to walk the fuck out. I was like, all right, I'm done now. And I saw that, and I was just like, I'm going to sit around and watch this, whatever. And I thought it felt genuine. It was the most genuine thing of the film, because everything else was just, like, so fucking forced and rehashed. It was just like, ugh. But I did get some minor chuckles out of it. I did like that, the bringing the real moms in sequence in there and stuff. Man, I'm just gonna get this a low streaming. I was thinking about, let me rephrase that. I'm gonna get this a very, 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 very fucking low streaming. I think the women are definitely gonna like it. The men is gonna fucking hate it. I can tell you this right now. Don't even go fucking watch this film. You're gonna fucking hate it. I think the general consensus who just doesn't give a fuck, they'll be like, eh, it's alright. I mean, I'll forget about it by next day and stuff like that, but it ain't the worst thing I've seen that I thought it was gonna be. I thought this was gonna be some pure dog shit. I thought this was gonna make my top 5 worst of this summer. Not top 10 of worst of the end of the year, but definitely top 5 of the summer. But no, after some of the comedies that came out this year, this was actually a small, mild, medium surprise, if you will. But you don't need to go rush out and see this. Now, with the terrible track record of John Lewis and Scott Moore, whatever the fuck these dudes' name is, the Hangover guys, whatever stuff, you know that in their heads, if this movie makes some money, they've already got a fucking spinoff going Bad Fathers or Bad Dad, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I'm here to stop that shit right now and tell you boys, don't nobody want to see that shit. No, nobody probably won't even watch this shit. Oh, I take that back. I think this movie's going to make money this weekend, but I digress. Just, please, just don't make no more of these fucking movies.
An ace bandage around here, so I'm gonna three times.
Touch it. Is it hot? Oh my god.
It's like an eye mask. Is like it? You put it in the fridge.
You got a very boys don't cry thing happening right now. Kent is a never hard.
Ooh, what's a never hard?
He never gets fully hard. So I just have to kind of fold his penis up like a balloon animal and then shove it up inside me.
Honey, that sounds horrible.
Sometimes I take the balls and shove them up there too because at least, you know, they're firm. It's impossible to know whether or not you're doing a good job.
My son still watches Sesame Street, and he doesn't get it.
My son failed City Hall.
My daughter stole money from a homeless woman.
Fuck, I love them so much.
I would literally die for them right now.
Every time I think about that big dumb motherfucker going off to college, I want to cry like
a baby. Stop it, you baby crap. Children are such a gift.